Om Shanti. Good morning. So today's topic is Art of Spiritual Life. So we are sitting in the university. In this university, the most important topic is the rise and fall because of our actions. If we rise, then it's good. We do perform right actions, then we are rising. If our actions are noble, then we make right actions. Those are good. And if we do sinful actions, wrong actions, which happens as well, then there lies in our fall. So, in case we want to have a higher experience or a better experience or we want to be in higher state of being, definitely we have to change our actions. So actions are like a pivotal point. It's like a central point around which everything is revolving, or actions are the most important thing. So you have to see your actions. All our spiritual effort that we are doing is to change our actions. So there are basically 16 different types of, not 16, say about 12, 13, 15, something like that. I'll see how much I can speak. But there are that type of actions during the day from morning to night that we do. And even in the worldly world, people also do these 15 or 16 or 14 different type of actions. So the first one is to stop. We stop during our day, we do our physical work and our responsibilities, and then we stop, we go to sleep. So, art of stopping the particular action. So, like a car, when you learn to drive, you have to know when to put your brakes on, you learn to start, you learn to stop. So, in a car also there is acceleration, there is brake, there is starter. So, and also there is a brake, like we put a stop to it. So, Baba says that we also have to put a brake on our negative thinking. So, negative thinking is one aspect that Baba tells us to stop. Our mind is wandering. Normally, when we come, we do our 7-day course, our mind is in the world. It's wandering here and there. So, we have to sublimate our instinct and stop our negative thinking. Also, stopping also means not only just stopping the negative action, but it also means to stop the leakage which is happening. We may not be doing any bad action or anything which is evil or any kind of downgraded action. But we have to stop our leakage. We are indulging in useless politics, talks about politics or about gossip. So that also we have to stop. Stop actually has two meanings. One is this stop, which is we stop our negative thinking. And the other one is to stop the leakage as well. So that's like art of stopping. You have to pause. When somebody is getting angry with us, we have thoughts of anger in our mind about that person because this person has insulted us. So we go on our thinking. So that negative thinking has to be stopped at the conscious level. So not only we have to stop at our conscious level, we also have to stop at our sanskar level. So this, we have to exercise our ability of stopping. How much more you can drive? So even our traffic control basically helps us to stop our thinking. So our day-to-day traffic control, it helps us to put a check on our thinking and take our mind to Paramdham. So that's the application of spiritual knowledge, that traffic control is a tool which helps us to give us some kind of a stop. So that is the ability of stopping. So we have to use our ability, which we stop. We have to use it in a qualitative way, in a better way, you know. So this is how you should use a qualitative way. It's art of stopping. The second one is moving. That like I sit down somewhere and I get up and I walk. So I start moving. I start walking. So Baba says that you have to churn the knowledge. When we are sitting, you just don't listen and listen and listen, but you churn the knowledge as well. So you're moving. You're moving forward. So churning is one important aspect of moving as well. So along with churning, we like there is a story of the, you know, all the devils will go away if you start churning. So that's the movement. And not only we have to churn knowledge, but Baba says to stay in the pilgrimage of remembrance. You have to move from this physical mundane world to the Paramdham. So that's also like a movement. So like we do movement in our life, we have to also move. And also not only we have to move, but we have to move fastly. We have to move expeditedly. We have to, Baba says to be Tivra Purushati, is to expedite your efforts. Like an airplane, you know, it's at a standstill. Then it moves. Then it moves fastly. And then it flies, it takes off. So very similarly, we also have to move. We are also standing, then we move little bit, we come into knowledge, we stop our negative thinking. Moving means like that. Then we are supposed to move little bit more fastly, that is Tivra Purushartha, and then we get our angelic flying stage. So that's the ability of moving. And the next ability is about control. To control, we like to control things in our life, we like to regulate. So control is like mixture of starting and moving. Sometimes you have to allow things to happen. Somebody becomes little, you know, angry with you. You don't want to tell him right away that you are wrong. So you have to learn to control your mind. So when you control, you tell him at a point in time when the time is right. So you have to learn to control. How we control our car, we steer our car. So that's very important aspect that we, which we have to pay attention to, is to control our thinking. And then we have an ability of giving up, which is ability of renouncing. You know, when we come to Baba, Baba says that this is a new life for us. So we give up the old life. Renounce like means you give up. You cannot dedicate. All the brothers in that are dedicated to Baba, they give up the vices. You have to renounce, like you have to let go of lust, anger, greed, ego, attachment. Even though they will come as tests, but we have to give them up. We can't, what you call, exercise that. So it's important that we give up. So meditation is also art of detachment. So we like kind of let go of our vices, we stay away from these negative behavior patterns. The next one is holding, power to hold. So we said that there is ability to start, move, then we talked about control. The fourth one is about holding. Baba shares a lot of points of knowledge, so we are supposed to hold it in our intellect, in our minds. We have to hold, like when a lawyer has to speak in front of the case, he has to remember a lot of law points. So if he gives the wrong points in front of the judge, he will not be able to make the right judgment and the person who is a culprit will be hanged. So he has to give, even the doctor, he has to remember so many medicines, he has to give right medicines. So similarly, we are also spiritual students. So we have to hold good points in our minds. So whenever we have to use them in the right spirit, in the right way we are supposed to hold. Like there's this we have a pistol in our house and the person comes and he does a burglary in my house. At that time, I don't remember where the pistol is. So remembering is very important, is to hold where your thoughts, where things are in our, like he has to remember where the pistol is. In the same way, we have to listen to Baba's Murli and we are supposed to hold that Baba's points in our mind. So next one is to narrow down or to squeeze, you know, or to contract. You know, we have so many desires in our mind. We have to limit our desires. As long as we live, we have desires. To be good also is also a desire. Otherwise, you cannot be good at the first place. So, like shyness, you know, shyness is a negative thing. But Baba says to use it in a way so that you can get rid of a negative aspect. So you should be shy of doing the wrong things, of the bad things. So that's you have to limit your desires, to squeeze. So these are abilities that we use on a daily basis in our lives. So the next one is to experiment or to make use of things. We make use of so many things in our life. So we say that we are light and might, but we should be able to experiment that with when people are coming across us. Some people cannot follow certain things, so we help them to, you know, get over that. Some people cannot follow purity in their life, so if you are a ocean of purity or master ocean of purity, you have to help him. You have to experiment with the ocean of knowledge. He should be able to see the light and might inside you. So use, like fire is used in the kitchen to heat up. So we use things. So Baba says, yog ka prayog karo. So that's ability of to experiment. The next ability we have is we postpone. You know, we have the ability not to do it now. We'll say, hum baad mein karenge. We will do it later. So even Baba uses this ability a lot, Bab Dada. When a child is very ambitious, you know, he wants to achieve something in his life. So he says, Baba, I cannot follow purity. I want to make money in my life and I want to get settled. So Baba says, okay, what you do is, can you just be pure only for 2 years? He says, yes, for 2 years I can do it. That's not a problem. So that's Baba uses this ability of postponing. But postponement should be done of bad things. So we cannot postpone good things. Whatever we have to do good, you have to do it right now. But postponement of bad things, you have to postpone to the future. So Baba also uses that ability to change people. So after 2 years anyway, yes, tasted the life, habits have changed, so he loves and enjoys that life. So we also in our daily life have this ability of postponement. So we have to postpone the bad things. And the good things, we have to do it today itself. Like Baba says, now or never. You have to do it right away for things that are good. And another ability that we have is glorifying. We talk good about this person, that person, you know. We say, oh, Dadiji is very good. We say, you know, Jagdish Bhai is very good, or whoever is very good. So we have to glorify, but we have to glorify Shiv Baba. So that ability that we have to use is that we have to glorify Shiv Baba because he's kind, he's compassionate. We have to use that of praising somebody, we have to praise Shiv Baba. So that's like glorification in Baba. Another ability that we have is feeling. We do things with a little bit of feeling. Sometimes we say, oh, I'm glad that I'm happy to do it for you. So feeling is also a very, we use our this particular ability very naturally in our life. So we have to do things with feelings. So these are like arts that we use in our actions. These are already there, but we have to like a little bit hone them. And in meditation, what happens is these kind of things are enhanced. They become polished. They get groomed. so that our feelings get higher and higher. So practical application also has to be there of these feelings. Then we have art of focus, you know, of a willpower. Focus means we do things a little bit with more concentration. We share things. When we share things, our confidence increases and we are able to do things a little bit in a better way. So focus is like when we sit down and we remember Shiv Baba and we want to go to Paramdham. So we do things a little bit more on a focus manner. And we sit down with little bit of willpower. Means when we sit down, we don't entertain old things in our mind. We sit down with a deterministic way. So in deterministic way means like I sit down with a willpower this saying that I want to go to Paramdham. So I transport my mind from this physical mundane world to that world of Paramdham and get some good experience and share that experience. Then next is intention. Intention is a very important element. Why do we do certain things in our life? We do things which are, you know, we donate, for example, money to the yagya. So our motive should be of what? Is it of name and fame? Or is it of what kind of intention do I have of sharing? So this intention has to be, we have to do things with pure motive, with pure intention. And the next one is also our stage. I think this is the 15th one, yeah. So next one is our stage. We have to have a stage of when we are sitting or when we are giving our course to somebody, 7-day course or whatever knowledge we are giving, we have to sit in meditation, remember Baba, and only then we share knowledge. We have to make our little bit more stage. It's like a doctor, when he does the operation, he sterilizes his injection. So likewise, we have to sterilize ourselves. So these are like all our arts that we have to maintain in our daily life. So we have to use these abilities. Like I said, these abilities we have, but to what extent we groom them, polish them in meditation, we get perfected day by day. I had only these thoughts in my mind regarding this aspect. I had taken this from class from Brother Jagdish of Art of Spiritual Life. So if you want more clarity on this every aspect for motivation purpose, you can take it from that class. Well, I'm from Dubai and I got this opportunity. One thing that I would like to share this experience, I mean, like I was saying that to come in front of audience, I don't have that expertise or experience. But after just past 3 days that I've been sharing this knowledge, what has happened is that I realized a lot of things that, I mean, I had to speak in front of audience. So I was just thinking, okay, I'm collecting these points, to what extent they are in my life, to what extent I'm able to use this. I mean, how am I using in my practical day-to-day affairs? Am I just speaking for the sake of speaking? So I feel that some change has taken place or some realization has come in to also implement something. I just don't have to talk about it, but I also have to use this in my real life. Because much of our time is just getting wasted and becoming careless and talk about this, that and the other. Even as I was just preparing this aspect of Art of Spiritual Life, this is also I realized that, you know, so much of our time is getting wasted in our, we just use our time in a very useless manner. So we have to learn to be a little bit more, Yeah, attentive. Yeah, that's the right word, attentive. So that realization came through. So whenever you take responsibility, I think there's something that changes inside you and you move up a little bit in your life. Om Shanti.